Hey, man, got a gift for you. Got an empty box of chocolate for you.
Pat and Mike Show. Pat and Mike Show. Pat and Mike Show. Pat and Mike Show.
Shmimmy Shmo, welcome back to the Pat and Mike Show, joined with my best, most beautifulest, sometimes friend.
Oh.
Mike.
Well, awesome to be sometimes a friend. And like, we do love that Shmimmy Shmo is just taking off. It's taking on a life.
It's changed my life. It bought me a house in my dreams.
Life of its own though. Like, and one of the listeners that I thought, I've already told you this, but I thought he was just a Harry Potter and the Boys listener.
Yeah.
But what we realize is that the Mike, the MPU, the Mike Podcast Universe.
That's sick. I love that.
Or the RMU, the RMPU, the Radio Mike Podcast Universe, obviously, like,
because,
you know, maybe there's some people with the Marvel Universe, like, I've just seen Iron Man, or I just like Captain America.
Yeah. Right?
But then most people are like, oh, I love Iron Man, love Captain America, love Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, you have your favorites.
I've seen a few of the TV shows. So what we're realizing is there are people who are all across the RMPU, of which one of them is a guy called Sam.
Thank you, mate.
He wrote an email into the Harry Potter and the Boys, but signed off the email with Shmimmy Shmo.
Oh.
Which to me, you know, that's basically like, you know, you're sending an email to the thing, but you're signing off with Hulk Smash, right? To know, hey, I love Fantastic Four. I also like the Hulk and I love all your stuff.
Yeah, true. Yeah. That's like going to like a Bombers game and saying go the Blues or something.
No, it's not really. I feel like I feel like both of our examples were bad because what Sam is doing is encouraged.
Yeah.
Like no, get across the RM.
No, love that. If the RM shows were like the equivalent of like either characters or movies or shows, what would they be? Because I feel like, see, I was going to say like, 20th Century Boys, the Avengers, because it's like, it's just the main one that everyone knows and loves.
But TCB can't be the Avengers because there's no big team up. Like,
true.
I feel like the Avengers would be if me, you and Sam did a special. Because like, obviously there's 20th Century Boy, there's this with me and you, and then there's HPNTB, which is usually Sam Garland.
Okay.
So we all three of us would have to appear for it to be like, you know, the Avengers. So,
all right. Okay. In that case, I think TCB is Iron Man. I think we're She-Hulk because you've got the most recognizable,
We're She-Hulk. We're not She-Hulk. She-Hulk's like one of the worst ones.
That wasn't that bad. No, I mean, like, you've got like the recognizable hero, Hulk, being Mike Smash. And then you've got the new, funny, you know, way better guy over here.
I think there must be a better example in the MCU than.
Well, you know what? Let's start some synergy. Tell us in the comments.
Yeah, Harry Potter and the Boys, I think, what's the Marvel thing that like wasn't even supposed to be that popular but ended up being the most popular? Maybe like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I could say that.
Okay. TCB, I feel like, is just Iron Man.
Mm.
Like it's just like the original, right? The original. Anyway.
Very true. You know, there's
what's intern Mike's summer break?
So that's She-Hulk.
For those who don't know, after the first year of doing 20th Century Boy, I said to everyone over summer, I'm taking time off, but I'm going to do a 4-episode summer series called Intern Mike's Summer Break. And I did one episode and thought it was stupid. So I never did it. And Pat always brings it up.
Oh, it's the best thing. I reckon you should bring it off for one off. But, you know, I got to say, there's one more obvious gleaming example that we're forgetting. There's one little connection between Marvel and you. Marvel has been having crash after crash after crash, and you were almost in one.
Oh yeah, I was almost in a tow truck crash.
Yes.
So thanks for doing your homework and actually listening to my podcast. Have you ever been in an incident like that? You were in a quite a big car accident.
I was in a significant car crash.
And you don't even drive. That's
I don't. It has literally hindered my driving capability. Well, not capabilities because I never had them to begin with, but I have now more anxious tendencies as a passenger.
Yes. What actually happened in that?
Like
one of the first times I ever met you years ago, I think you showed me a photo of you standing in front of like a,
yeah,
literally like a sedan that had been like squashed into a cube.
My dad, okay, not a cube, but yeah. So basically my dad and I were run an intersection and we ran a green, but then a car on the left ran a red and we T-bolted them. And actually, funnily enough,
T-bone.
T-Bolt, T-Bone, whatever the fuck, Schmimmy Schmoe.
No, T-Bolt isn't a thing.
Yeah, Troy Bolton.
What's a T-Bolt? We Troy Bolton did.
But yeah, and the guy who we crashed into, apparently, because we, from what I remember, so basically here's a little perspective. Here's a little creative thing. This is off the run sheet, so I'm about to shit my pants. But basically, so you're me, right? And like, you're just on your phone, like whatever, we're just driving back home, another day, blah, 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 la, la, la. And
can't
then,
wait to listen to intern Mike's summer break.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait for episode two. And then for once, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put it away and just watch the road.
Just enjoy this time with my dad.
Exactly, because I didn't have that much time left with him anyway. But no.
Pat makes trauma jokes about his dad dying.
Yeah, it's the only way I can get through it.
It's sad, man. I hope you're okay.
We get there. A couple therapy sessions. Anyway, now... Funnily enough, earlier in the day, I was actually watching car crash compilations on YouTube.
Okay.
Like, as in like...
Oh, that, not today, the day of the car crash.
The day of the car crash. I was watching like car crash compilations from like point of view.
Before we went to Europe, I was watching this series like called Hijack, about a plane hijacking.
Yeah.
Because I'm like scared of flying. So I'm like, I'm going to watch this Hijack. Oh, this seems terrible. If this happened, I would be so scared.
Oh,
I was
that's
like,
so
why
funny.
Are you watching Hijack? I'm like, I don't know. I guess like if I'm scared, I want to watch stuff to make me more scared.
No, it's just that like weird fascination, right? And so, yeah, we, and in those videos, I noticed the first thing that you could detect before it happened was you can see like a car coming out of a corner or someone being somewhere where they shouldn't be. So as I'm putting my phone down in the car right before the car crash, it's green for us and we're going. And then when all the cars like on our left should be stopped there.
Yes.
A car has come forward and I looked up and I just went, whoa! And then we crashed. And it's not like the movies where it's like, pew, 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 and like noises. Like it was just a, like it was like a, not even a thud. Like it was so inaudible, like that I just felt it. You felt it more than you heard it.
Was anyone hurt?
So we just
That's
kind
also
of,
not how Pat's dad died, by the way.
No. He lived another couple of years. But we drifted off to the side and apparently I didn't see it, but what other people said was that car spun around like 360 a couple times and there was a pregnant lady in the car.
Oh, that's awful.
To which she was okay. Everyone was okay.
Yeah.
But ironically enough, we crashed right outside the Northern Hospital in Epping.
Oh, so. I thought you were going to be like, oh, we crashed just in front of our house. So like we just went inside.
Could you imagine that? That was so funny. You know what's funny? I remember like thinking, oh God, now I have to let everyone know and they're going to freak out. So I remember like I tried to call my mom. She didn't pick up. So I crafted this really careful text. Hey mom, hope you're having a good night. Just wanted to let you know that don't freak out, but I was in a car crash. And then she responded really well. I was expecting her to like freak the fuck out.
Did you think you were going to die?
To be honest, when I identified that we were about to crash, nothing was happening in my brain. Like it was just that's happening. That's all. I didn't see my life flash before my eyes. I didn't see anything. It just happened. And it was just like, it went so quick like that. But thank God for modern seatbelts and airbags, to which I would not be here today without them.
Hey, in back to our tow truck incident, I was wondering, it was Friday night. Did anything happen weird to you on Friday night? Anything strange happen in
to
your
me.
Life?
Me on
Friday
night. Friday
evening?
What would have happened?
I don't know. Do you remember anything weird happening?
On Friday night? Oh, I do. Yes. So
Tell us about it. I don't know anything. I'm just curious.
Yeah, no. Yes, that's a great reminder. Not that you would have known. But anyway, so I was cooking dinner for me and my lovely girlfriend, Kaylee. I was cooking us some burgers because I had some meat I had to use up. And
that's way too much detail that no one cares about. But you are really painting a picture. So
I really am. I'm a visionary, Michael. I thought you'd know this by now.
Yes,
you know, you know, from what kind of artist wouldn't create a masterpiece like Schmimmy Schmoe? Anyway. and so I get this call from, it was like a random number and I pick it up and it's just this like weird voice and it's like, is this Patrick? Or I don't know if that's exactly. Yeah.
Was it creepy?
It was pretty creepy. And like, he kept saying something like indubitably or something.
He did like, actually.
I think so. And you know what? He kind of sounded like you.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Yeah, so that was me.
I suspected as much.
Well, I actually didn't know if you knew it was me or not. So now I'm going to tell my side of the story. And for all those, basically what happened was we were waiting for the tow truck. So I was just doing nothing, sitting in this car with Claire. Eventually, like, we ran out of shit to talk about. So then I noticed that there was a Telstra payphone at the end of the street. So
which just, are now free.
I just walked over to him. I'm like, oh, yeah, these are free now. So then I just was like, I'm going to call Pat. And then I just called you and I decided to just do a creepy call. And I actually recorded.
Get fucked.
So I didn't realize if you knew it was me. Now, this probably is stupid because you've just told me it was obviously me. I thought I was doing a good voice.
No, I want to hear it.
I was trying to channel, like, for anyone who ever played the video game Kingdom Hearts, I was trying to channel, like, the stupid shit they talk about in that. So here's what
let's hear it.
Here's the call.
Hello, is this Patrick DeGilio?
Wrong.
A valiant effort.
A valiant effort, that was it.
The darkness will engulf you. Yes. Goodbye, DeGilio.
That's so shit because you can't even hear what you were saying.
No, because, G'day, indubitably, or whatever you said. Actually, can I just go on a quick side tangent?
Yeah, sure, man.
With payphones, right? I remember during like lockdown 2021, I was so bored that I found out you could just call a payphone.
Oh, like, they have numbers. I guess they'd have to have numbers, right?
Yeah, you can just look up a map. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to call cities in Australia that aren't in lockdown and I'm going to see if someone comes up. And there were two funny instances. There was one where I just called a payphone. Someone picked up, was like, hello? And I was like, oh, hey, is this...
What kind of person picks up a ringing payphone? It's not the fucking someone The Matrix or some shit. Yeah. Doesn't that happen in The Matrix?
Some shit like that. But anyway, someone picks up and I just explained, oh, hey, like, I'm from Melbourne. I'm in lockdown and bored. I've just decided to call random payphones. It was like, oh, mate, that's so funny. I was like, oh, thanks, mate. And then just carried on with his day.
That is really funny.
The other one that I thought was a bit stronger was a group of, like, girls in their, like, early 20s picked up. I was like, oh, like, they were trying to, like, hello? And I'm like, oh, hey, is this like blah, blah in this state? And they're like, yeah. And then like one of them said, like, I've done so much ket tonight. And I said, this is actually the place we're coming for you. And then they screamed and they hung up the phone. I swear to God, that's true.
That's so funny because like, I genuinely think the first guy, because that is, I'm pretty sure in The Matrix, that's the phone in the phone booth rings and that's how you enter The Matrix.
Oh, true. See, I haven't seen The Matrix.
Okay, well, I think so. I could be completely wrong here, but I reckon the first guy might have actually thought he was in The Matrix.
That's funny. Oh my God, this is my Neo moment.
I actually think even though he in 99% of him was like, no, obviously that's impossible. I think there was 1% that was like, okay, so much fucked stuff is currently happening in the world. Maybe I am Neo.
It wouldn't have been a stretch for him, would it?
Anyway, so that was my little thing that I wanted to bring to the show.
Time for one of these.
Deep dive.
The awaited return.
I don't think we've done a deep dive on feed. But
sorry, listeners.
Deep dive is basically this segment where we, first of all, me and Pat always swim when we hear
music. So if you're watching the video feed, you'll be slightly amused.
Videos on Patreon, it's deep dive. But we just, basically the idea of this shamelessly from me is make Pat listen to and watch everything that I do content-wise and then he has to bring one and deep dive on it. Like we have a further discussion.
You say that as if it's a chore, which it is, but it's okay. Cause I always manage to bring some kind of like perspective and opinion.
But I think like the idea, I mean, really it's like, you know, this show is a companion show to 20th Century Boy.
Absolutely.
You don't listen to one or the, we don't like, now that I mention it, we don't actually like the people that pick and choose what in the MCU they watch. We think you should watch everything.
Consume everything.
In the RMPU, you need to consume everything because you never know when we'll deep dive on it.
And buy 20 sticker packets. Anyway, so obviously latest news in the sporting world. We've had our official reveal of the name and the Guernsey and the logo of the Tasmania Devils.
The Tasmania Devils, talked about it on TCB. It's like we're deep diving on it.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell? It's almost as if we're like talking. But yeah, and obviously I don't know about you, so there was a live stream to which I watched. Because like, funnily enough, I remember like reading early reports of like, oh, like AFL have been talking with Warner Brothers. And I remember in my head, I was like, oh my God, they're going to do it. We're going to have the Tasmanian Devil as the mascot.
Which I said would be a great idea because it would be the most relevance those characters have had in a long time.
Oh, 100%. Those fucking Looney Tunes are so relevant. But
they're so loony.
Oh, nice one. But I'm not actually here to talk about the Tasmania Devils, but I am.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next thing.
I am actually here to talk about something related to not only AFL, but Looney Tunes.
Okay, well, I mean, it'll be amazing to see what other two things are linked in that way, other than Tasmania and Tasmania Devil. Yes, what is it?
I want to paint another little picture for you. I'm really good at doing this, by the way. Pat's paintings.
That's not a thing.
It is now. So when I was 19, actually, here's another little throwback. Do you remember the Disappointment Judman saga when I was brought on as his unofficial lawyer?
Yeah, that was a saga on season one of 20th Century Boy back the best in season. 2019.
Yes.
Which was the worst season of the show.
Best season of the show.
And Disappointment Judman was a long-running saga. I'm not going to explain it. I would say go and listen, but I also would say don't.
So, you definitely should.
Okay.
So when I went in, I remember finding this weird thing where there was a door hanger, like a paper door hanger, where it was Bugs Bunny wearing a Carlton Guernsey. But the way that he was painted looked kind of realistic. Like, you know, like you walk past like newsagents or like those little like kiosks with like the frames and canvases.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like the athletes looking all sporty, like the kind of stuff that like, you know, some a Collingwood fan putting up like a Nick Dacos thing or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
So there was one where it's Bugs Bunny and he's sitting down in a Carlton Guernsey. And I remember just thinking, oh, why does he look oddly sexual? And I didn't think anything of it and I put it down and I never thought about it again. Until the other day when I started Googling Looney Tunes AFL to see like if there was anything, like if anyone had made any fan art or whatever.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know, Mike,
I found it.
And here's the very, we'll put it on screen for the video viewers. Here is, like, look at that. So how would you describe it, Mike?
So it's almost like, I know it was from 2019 or whatever. It's like an AI-ish photo.
Yeah, it kind of is.
It's Bugs Bunny's head essentially stitched on, like cut out and put onto like a Carlton player's body. But also the arms have like the big white gloves that Bugs Bunny wears. Like
it's got his proportions.
So it's weird. It is a little bit sexual in tone, I guess. Like you know, there's definitely a focus on the crotch. There's certainly not a bulge in the crotch, but like your eyes are certainly drawn to the open legs and the man spreading that Bugs Bunny is doing.
100%. And yes. Like, you know, like the proportions of the arms and everything, even like his feet at the bottom, they're in socks.
Yeah. I absolutely couldn't say that this is official art. Like there's no way this could be an official Carlton collaboration.
Well, maybe we'll have to do a bit more research into it, but Mike, this isn't the only one.
Oh.
So next up we have
Sylvester
in a Geelong Guernsey.
I mean, this is similar to something I've been doing on TikTok this week, which is what if AFL teams had Pokemon for mascots? Now we're doing what if AFL teams have Looney Tunes for mascots, and Sylvester would be a good mascot for Geelong.
Oh my God, the Cats, very true.
Oh, you didn't think of that immediately?
No, I'm ruined from the TikTok generation. But he's got his like arm crouched on his knee.
Yeah, that one's less sexual, I think.
Less sexual. Yeah. Well,
what else? Don't tell me we've got Tweety Bird or something.
Wile E.
Coyote in a Tigers jersey, and like, this isn't sexual, but he's looking at you like, I'll fuck you.
The
face he's doing is like, I'd fuck you.
the camera's kind of pointed like to like up like the left side of his head. So you're seeing it from that like odd perspective.
This is classic visual only stimuli on an audio medium. But I think we're painting a picture.
Oh, 100%.
Pat's paintings.
That's it. If you want to go see the photos, we'll put it up on the TCB Insta. Check it out.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And then here's the other ones. We got... Okay,
that's Daffy Duck in a Sydney Swans, which makes sense. Duck Swans. Yeah.
Exactly. And he's got it. He's on his knee and he's got his elbow resting on his knee and he's looking ready to pounce, ready to go up. And Mike, you said before that... Oh
Tweety
my God.
Bird.
Wouldn't you Do know? We-
Oh God.
And
okay.
Tweety I think Bird, this is the most sexual one.
Yeah. So Tweety Bird, like I don't even, I assumed as a kid Tweety Bird is a female bird.
I'm pretty sure he's male.
Tweety Bird is male.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, well that changes a lot because I think I had a crush on her.
So, Mike, how did you figure out you were bi?
No, I'm not joking. We have actual footage, right?
Oh, no.
When I was a really young, like 4, 5, the first time we went to Movie World, Warner Brothers Movie World, a lot of the, you know, at Disneyland, they've got Mickey Mouse. At Warner Brothers Movie World, at least they used to have a lot of the Looney Tunes walking around that kids could get photos with.
Yeah, no, totally.
And I remember distinctly, and there is footage of this, I had this little Tweety Bird necklace that I used to wear.
Oh, that's cute.
And then they were doing the parade. I might try and find this video. They were doing the parade at Movie World. And of course, the float comes down with Sylvester and Tweety Bird on it.
Yes.
And I run in front of the float, holding up my necklace to Tweety Bird, being like, Tweety, I've got a necklace. Look. And my mum has to like run in and like grab me so I don't get run over by this float. And Tweety Bird completely stumbles. There is footage of this. It exists. I'm going to dig it up.
I need to see this.
I guess I thought Tweety was a girl, and now I'm finding out he is a boy.
Yeah, and he's wearing
very sexualized, which I'm pretty sure Tweety is supposed to be a child. I'm stopping looking at it now.
Yeah, I will say one thing though. He's in a Brisbane Lions guernsey, which is
makes no sense.
Because also in the last one, Daffy Duck is in a Sydney Swan.
That kind of makes sense though.
You reckon?
Well,
Swan Daffy Duck's
probably
true.
The closest thing to a swan.
I mean, because what's the other
bird
thing?
Can't believe we're talking about
Were the West Coast Eagles around whenever this would have been made? Like late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah, I think so. But even Hawks, Hawthorn. Are lots of bird AFL teams.
Is there?
Magpies, Hawks, Crows, true, Eagles. And bloody...
Oh my God, actually, there's no Magpies representation, so as a Carlton supporter, I'm happy. Yeah. But yeah, what a weird thing. I'm pretty sure this is official because like if I saw it as a door hanger, like it would have had to be some kind of official merch. Who knows, maybe someone out there will be like, oh, I actually had this. So if you had any of those Looney Tunes things, send us a DM. Mike, what is the most important thing in the world?
Making people smile.
Close, only to be...
Making people frown?
Oh, that's definitely not up there.
Okay.
The number one
Tweety
thing...
Bird? Finding out my sexuality through Tweety Bird?
So the most important thing some people would argue is family.
Yeah, Tweety Bird is my family, which makes it worse.
Tune into the next episode where we deep dive with a... with a psychologist to talk about.
My crush on Tweety Bird and then finding out as an adult that Tweety Bird is male. Anyway, sorry.
Mike might be gay. Mike is maybe gay.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, so today we'll be talking about my grandfather and...
I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
Well, I was trying to bridge it.
That was a terrible bridging.
All right, great. You want me to try again?
No, that's fine. It's funny.
All right, great.
Sorry,
yeah.
No, that was harsh.
Thanks, man.
Sorry, can I just say, when we were at Movie World recently, a few weeks ago,
I actually saw
Tweety Bird.
Oh,
and
no.
And I was like, Tweety, I wonder if she remembers me. Hey.
Jesus Christ. So anyway, I recently joined, this is how I should have penned it. I recently joined a high school alumni group for my my old high school. And
you didn't graduate. So you're hardly an alumni.
Well, I still went.
Yeah, but you didn't graduate.
Yeah, but like it's still, look, it's a group for people who attended that school.
Okay.
And I've checked that box. So there you go.
Yeah.
Look, it's mostly like people from like, you know, who went to that high school in like the 70s and the 80s and whatever. But I went on, like I joined, didn't think anything of it. I thought, oh, look, maybe there'll be like a post or two from my generation to which I quickly found out, no, it's mostly the Gen Xers. But I came across one post. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh.
Someone had made a post about my grandfather who used to teach at my high school.
Oh, did he?
Did he
teach there when you were there?
No. But so in the 60s and 70s, he was the art teacher.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. Yeah. So my grandfather's name's Juris. We call him Yuri. He's an artist. He originally came from Latvia and he... he's been an artist his whole life. He obviously, like I said, taught art and he's still going strong today. And someone was, someone shared a post about his last exhibition in, I believe it was September-ish. I can't remember exactly, but yeah, towards the end of it. Oh, November, not even close.
September is close to November.
Close-ish, anyway.
Well, it's closer than January.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not. It's the same. Just the reverse. Anyway, we don't
some,
need to do
some
that.
Shit. But yeah, and so they, I thought it was like really sweet. I was really touched by it. And a lot of the comments are people like looking back to memories of having Juris as their teacher, you know, and I was like, oh my God, we're going to have the most touching stuff.
Because that could have gone either way. It could have been like, does anyone remember this dickhead teacher? I hate him. Like,
yeah.
I'm hoping it wasn't that.
No, totally. This is my my favorite comment until I saw the next one, but I got this. There was one comment where someone said, oh yeah, he was my year 12 art teacher in 1972. He used to yawn all the way through class because he'd been up all night painting. Great news that he's still practicing his art. Very nice and lovely and touching.
Yeah.
But my favorite comment though, my memory of Eurus was the regular sports afternoon when he was timetabled to supervise a cricket match. He arrived at the oval and promptly lay down on the grass with a book. We all stood around and asked, aren't you going to umpire the game? He looked up at us and replied, when it comes to cricket, I don't even know what day it is, and returned to his book. Which, if you know my grandfather, that's very, very in character for him. He's like, he's an immigrant from Latvia. He was never really interested in sport or whatever, but and I actually had lunch with my grandparents over the weekend and I showed him this and I said to him, oh, like Yuri, do you want me to, do you want me to like leave a comment like, you know, and say like, oh, hey, like Yuri saw this, who was really touched. And he said, tell them they can get 15% off my paintings.
Use code Pattern Mike.
Hey, if you're interested in the art of Yuri Serins, go to yurisserins.com. That's JURISCERINS.com.
Can you tell him to make a 10% discount for code Pattern Mike?
I will.
You should actually tell him that.
I will. I'm going to personally ask him. Or you could email him.
And 15% code shmimishmo. But no one knows how to spell that. So you just have to guess.
You have to guess. You know, do you reckon like for us, like if we ever launch merch or even for your own TCB merch or Radio Mike merch?
Well, they are companion shows.
True.
Yeah.
Do you reckon, because obviously I think the main way that we spell shmimishmo is like SCHIMMY. Oh, we both have conflicting. I was going to say, do you reckon we should think of like the most fucked, like unlikely spelling?
No.
And whoever can like guess that like code like for new merch, they can get like the biggest discount that we can give them.
Yes, but not if we did. I thought you meant if we did shmimmy schmo merch. Oh. Like, hey, get a shmimmy schmo t-shirt. Like,
no, I reckon with that. You should like implement like a code on your website.
You know what I'm actually think we could do?
Yeah.
We should get an embroidered shirt with like cursive writing that says shmimmy schmo.
Oh my God.
Like, it could be mistaken for something really classy and cool and like fancy. But then when you get up close, you're like, oh, what's shmimmy schmo?
Is that like European or some
and
shit?
And then you have to explain it. Yeah, maybe we'll do that if there's demand.
Oh, that's too good. Anyway, time for one of these.
The other plug.
Shmimmy schmo, what do you got to plug, Mike?
I want to plug, and I am going to hopefully by the time this is up, have a video on YouTube about it, but I want to plug the show, Quiet On Set, The Dark Side of Kids Television, which is all about, I'm not going to talk heaps about it cause I've already recorded a video. It's just not up, but it's about, Dan Schneider, Nickelodeon, and a lot of, those old Nickelodeon kids sitcoms like iCarly, Amanda Show, Drake and Josh,
Kenan and Kel,
Victorious. Is that
yes? Yeah. Yes, that was when Ariana Grande was in.
Yes, and then like really interesting, pretty full on, but like I feel like it's a story that's been lingering around for a while. Go watch my video on it as well. We might talk about it next week.
I'm saying great video. I haven't seen it, but I assume it's amazing.
Thanks,
speaking of, love you too. Speaking of child stars, I'm going to plug Come Clean by Hilary Duff.
I love Hilary Duff.
Oh,
I just.
Very aware. Her. But quick, funny side tangent. So are you familiar with Radio Disney?
No.
So in America.
I can gather what it loosely is.
Yeah. It was a radio station made by Disney.
I'm Radio Mike. I am Mike and I used to work in radio. So I'm assuming Radio Disney is like something to do with radio and Disney.
Yeah. So it was a radio station that Disney started with like safe, clean music for kids.
Love
that,
this.
That families could listen to.
Yeah.
And
just like the Radio Mike network, really safe and clean for kids.
Yeah, obviously. Shmimmy Shmo. And we never had it in Australia, but I was like, oh, I wonder if there's a playlist. I'll listen to a few songs. And I started listening to Come Clean by Hilary Duff. Oh my God. What a banger. Like, Hilary how was Duff that not was, a top 10 hit?
When did Hilary Duff put out Come Clean? Is this after So Yesterday?
Oh, no.
This So Yesterday
was, oh,
is
it was
her
the same
best.
Album.
Same album. Okay. I was going to say, So Yesterday is easily her best.
Man, I haven't gotten to that yet. I can't wait to catch up on this.
You haven't heard So Yesterday?
No, I'm going to have to hear this right after.
Jesus Christ. Well, Come Clean has 10 million more streams on Spotify than than so yesterday.
Showed you.
Well, that's cool. I'm going to listen to it.
Do good.
All right.
Shmee shmee.
Shmee shmee.
Pat and Mike show.
Shmee and me show.
Pat and Mike show.
Shmee and me show.
Pat and Mike show.
Shmee and me show. Shmee and me show.